Here is a program that serves no practical purpose except as an example. The program loads a general purpose register with a 2's complement 1 and then copies that pattern to a floating point register. It then loads a floating point register with an IEEE 1.0 and moves that pattern to a general purpose register. The program starts out by loading general purpose register T0 with an ordinary 2's complement 1. Next, that bit pattern is copied from general purpose register T0 to floating point register F0. This is done with a move to coprocessor 1 instruction. Notice carefully the order of the registers in the argument to the instruction. Next, floating point register 1 is loaded with a 1.0 using a load immediate single instruction. Then, a move from coprocessor 1 instruction is used to copy the value from the floating point register into the general purpose register T1. Finally, the program exits. Look at the display of SPIM registers shown below to see that the general purpose registers and the floating point registers have the value that you expect.